what's you as good customer service, and what should people expect from using Jim's Electrical in terms of the service?
I think how we've set up, how we contact people immediately, is probably one of the best services that you could have in terms of an electrician. So while I did have an electrician, he hasn't got back to me in a day or two. So basically, a lot of people love that service, and I think that's probably the best way to get the job.
So Duncan, thank you for joining us today, and you're out on the golf course, and we've never had an interview with someone live on the golf course. I'm actually glad to do this, because we talk about Jim's being a lifestyle business, and you're showing the lifestyle business at the moment. So before we start off, what's your handicap anyway? Do you play for handicap or?
I'm trying to get down to something reasonable, but it's I can't be told yet. I'll have to wait until I have something a bit more respectable where I could reveal to information.
So you've joined with us since the end of 2020, and you've got a fantastic customer service rating. You've got a lot of reviews, really high standards with what you do in Jim's Electrical. And Jim's Electrical is probably something people might not know that we do, but we do have a lot of franchisees in the division. So do you want to share a little bit about why you joined Jim's Electrical and how the business has been for you?
That's fine. I think I just saw it on Facebook, and at the same time, I'd worked through quite a few large sort of companies in Australia, through Sydney and things like that, basically as a supervisory role, and just didn't feel like it was that great for me. I'm sort of from New Zealand, and I didn't quite sort of feel like, fitted in. A lot of the guys that you work with have been there for like 10, 15 years, et cetera, et cetera. So, waiting for an opportunity, and then I saw that on Facebook about joining a franchise and all that sort of stuff. And I just weighed it up, at the same time had a little bit of spare cash, and I thought, this could be an opportunity. So I'm gonna, felt like endless, like 2 or 3 months or something like that. We just managed to sort of think about it, look over it, and all the possibilities and that, and said, this looks like a good idea. So did it.
And how have you found running your own business, going from what you were doing?
It's very good. So it's nearly equivalent sort of money that I was making anyway. I've got this, quite a nice lifestyle. A couple of weekends ago, I was up in Queensland playing golf. Today, I had a job today, and my mate just phoned me, said, you want to go up at 4 o'clock to golf or something, and, finished the job off at 3, came up here, and, it's quite lucky, because I could sort of, do a job in the morning, and then, come, say, 1 o'clock, have enough time to go have a game of golf, and, just have a bit of fun.
I reckon it's great. We normally do these interviews with someone in the office with the uniform on, but it's great to actually catch you in the moment on the golf course. It's fantastic for people to see.
Yeah, this would be hilarious for Cameron. Do they phone me, they think I'm on the golf course, but no, I do also work quite a lot.
Well, I can tell them this amount of surveys you've got, you obviously do a lot of work. So how, in your business, is it just you and the business? Do you have employees, or how do you run your business?
So I basically have just, it's just with myself. Do have a couple of people that do sort of help me when I can't get to a job. But generally, I do all the gym's jobs just myself. But, if there's something like the other night, a lady, she had an emergency. It was at 7:30 at night. I was having a meal at the restaurant. And basically, I was lucky enough to phone my friend and who lived closer to him. And he was able to attend. And I said to him, I can't attend, unfortunately, but at least I could get someone else to possibly come and help you. You've been down there for an hour and fixed the problem. So I've got a couple of people in the background that sort of help me with little things like that. But generally anything, I just do it all myself.
And what type of services do you do in your business? What sort of stuff are you doing? Commercial, doing residential, or what sort of work? Do you want to just tell people about Jim's Electrical in terms of all the different things you can do for customers?
Yeah, so basically I would say that I'm mainly a domestic electrician. That's probably the preferred sort of things that I like doing. The one-on-one with their homeowner and myself, it's very good that, communicate one-on-one closely, and just, if they come up, we can just discuss it on the time, on the day. Saying that, I also do a few little commercial jobs. Just recently did a church, and sort of a bit of a mixed variety, but sort of do, just stay away from industrial stuff though, really.
For sure. And to you, what is good customer service? Because you got a great customer service rating. It's impressive to have that many ratings. You started at the end of 2020, sorry. So it hasn't been that long. So how have you got so many good ratings? What to you is good customer service? And what should people expect from using Jim's Electrical in terms of the service?
I think how we've set up, how we contact people like immediately is probably one of the best services that you could have in terms of an electrician. A lot of the times I'll go to people and they'll say, why'd you contact us? And so, well, I did have an electrician. He hasn't got back to me in a day or two. So basically, a lot of people love that service. You know, as soon as that message comes up to contact someone and someone's put something into the website, you know, I'm generally phoning them within 10 minutes. And I think that's probably the best way to get the job.
And how's the support also been from Cam and from the team?
Oh, everyone's great. I actually had Miles phoning me up today. You know, he's one of our support guys. You know, and he's amazing because he's probably, like, you know, very, very good at what he does. You know, he's a TAFE teacher and stuff like that. So the support there in terms of skill is amazing. You know, Cam, as soon as you message him, he messages it back. So, and it's just fantastic. And that's all you really need in someone, really.
And what do you love about being part of gyms? Is there anything particular to the brand, or is it just the support, or has it just made it easy for you to run a business, or what's the sort of thing that stands out to you?
Well, 100%. I sort of took it on more of a lifestyle thing. So the fact that I could sort of switch it off and I have the ability to sort of turn it off at nighttime and not really worry so much about, you know, getting contacted late at night and, you know, feeling under pressure to sort of do that work later at night and, you know, last minute calls and things like that. So not really that I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to keep mainly sort of my customers happy and make sure I'm there on time. So, yeah, I guess probably, yeah, it's a tough one to answer, but yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And how many times a week do you play golf?
I try to play twice a week, you know, but yeah, I generally work every Saturday. If someone needs a job done on Sunday, I'll do that. I build a job on Sunday and play golf on Sunday. You know, try to play. Yeah, so maybe tight two times a week, three times, you know, something like that. That's good then, summer.
A little bit more. Exactly right. But the importance is that if a mate rings up, as you said, and you can just go out, if you've got nothing on, you can go. Whereas, you know, traditionally, most environments, you wouldn't be able to do that.
No, 100%. So basically, like, I could quite easily go make enough money that day in the morning starting. But so I know I'm going to play golf at 1:05. I could start at 7, get up to 1:30, and hit golf course by 1. I've probably still made enough money to cover the day. And just get out. It's the same thing with a couple of kids as well. So it's really great for me. I could go pick them up from school, drop them off, you know, a couple of days a week, and take them to the activities and just little things like that. It just gives you time just to free up and do other things in your life. Yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to us today. Sorry we interrupted your golf game. I wasn't expecting you to be in the golf course. So that's all well and good, because we talk about lifestyle benefits all the time. So it's great to actually have someone who's living the lifestyle benefit with gyms and out in the field. And we'll get that a core voucher off to you as well. We'll come via email within 5 to 6 days. But Duncan, well done on your customer service rating as well. You're a star franchisee in the electrical division. And we appreciate your time today.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
No, thanks, Duncan. See you, mate.
Thank you for listening to the episode of the Gyms Podcast. If you want to learn more about the Gyms Group, head to gyms.net or call us on 131 546 Australia or 0800 454 654 New Zealand. And if you did like the episode as well, please make sure you leave a review or a comment or a thumbs up or a comment on the video as well. We appreciate your support. And until next episode, we hope you have a great week.